Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yes, that's right, announcer guy. We're taking your phone calls. You can send us messages on the Montana Talks app. I think Yellowstone County Commissioner John Oslin, he may drop into the studios as well. I ran into him and future Yellowstone County Commissioner Mike Waters ran into them down at the Red Door in Billings earlier this week. There was a big rally for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, and Wyoming Senator John Barrasso was in the house for that. Great event. Some very good points that Senator Barrasso made at that rally, by the way, where he talked about how the Democrat Party's favorite use of our so-called public lands is no use. They don't want you to have access to your public lands. They don't want you to be able to have a use for your public lands. Non-use is their favorite use, and they've actually codified this non-use of your public lands as well. You know, they've spent the last how many decades shutting down timber mills, shutting down forest health projects, and now they want to totally shut you out if you've been following the land use policies or the land non-use policies coming out of the Biden-Harris Tester regime over these past couple of years. You know exactly what he is referring to. But yeah, we've got the phone lines open for you. We're going to have the phone lines open for the next 2 hours of the show. Going to try to be very flexible for the next several days here. There's the commissioner right there hopping in to the studios. We're going to try to be very flexible here over the next 3 days of programming. You know, today, Friday, Monday, and then, of course, Tuesday, Election Day, because, folks, the work does not stop at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Those polls stay open till 8 o'clock, so you're going to want to keep getting the word out, keep getting the message out on through 8 p.m. on Tuesday, and then, of course, you know where we're going to be on Wednesday, right back here. That's when the work, the real work, gets started to save this country and to fix what's going on in this country right now, if you ask me. Let's see. CI-126, you guys know about this. It's being funded by these left-wing mega donors. It's basically a bunch of out-of-state money. It's a bunch of dark money, and they're coming into Montana, and they're trying to interfere with our elections. They're trying to completely change the way we do elections here in Montana, and they are getting a massive amount. Lucas Schubert, who's a candidate for the state legislature in the Flathead Valley, shared the news yesterday, Montanans for Election Reform. Of course, it's out-of-state operatives. They're the group funding CI-126 and CI-127. They've received over $10 million in their last report from Virginia and D.C. dark money groups. Schubert says, we can't let them change our Constitution and the way that we vote. Vote no on CI-126 and CI-127. And then I've got a great statement from Representative Jane Gillette out of Bozeman, Montana, also weighing in. She is pointing to a very shady foundation in Montana that is injecting millions of dollars, a very shady foundation down in Texas that is spending millions of dollars to fundamentally change our elections. We'll tell you about that next.
Securing America.
U.S. officials say the fact that North Korean troops have been sent to assist Russia in that country's fight against Ukraine further accentuates the need for reliable alliances. During a news conference Thursday following meetings with South Korean officials, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the issue.
What we're also seeing underscores the indivisibility of security between the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic theaters.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is expanding its cooperative efforts with South Korea.
And we're increasing the regular deployments of U.S. strategic assets on the Korean Peninsula.
Austin adding that the action by the Russians and North Koreans poses a threat to everyone, not just the Ukrainians, because
a permanent member of the UN Security Council is violating Security Council resolutions that it agreed to.
Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, real quickly here, and then actually I'll start with a caller. We got a caller on the phone lines from Kalispell, and then we've got Yellowstone County Commissioner John Oslin in the house with us. Always great to see Commissioner Oslin. So I'll start, but hey, keep your phone calls coming because, you know, we're going to BS with Commissioner Oslin about every topic under the sun, and you can call in and jump in on the conversation as well. But real quick, here is what State Representative James Gillette out of Bozeman, Montana, has to say about the mega money from out of state that is flooding into Montana to try to mess with our elections, promoting CI 126 and 127. She says, quote, Montanans aren't stupid. They're asking, why would the Texas-based Arnold Foundation spend $17 million trying to buy a new election system? We are voting no on CI 126 and CI 127. A great, concise message there from Representative Jane Gillette. All right, into the phone lines we go, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Mike in Kalispell first up. What's on your mind this morning, Mike?
Oh, what's on my mind here is I'm just wondering why are we putting up with all this stuff? Why are we always having to talk about this crap? When are we going to go on the offense and do something about this dark money? Why are we allowing this? We've got these ESS voting machines. Mike Lindell has a wonderful documentary called Absolute Interference. I highly recommend everybody look that up on Rumble and watch it because it's disturbing what they're doing with our voting. They're pretty much manipulating every single ballot, all the down ballots, all the way to the city council. They're manipulating our ballots. He's got all the proof, so I wouldn't be.
Well, they are or they were. Is the documentary claiming that they are right now or that they were?
They were and they are.
They're trying to, yeah.
They've got proof on how a guy with just a simple cell phone can go in there and within 2 minutes change a vote. It's just very disturbing with that documentary. I highly recommend Absolute Interference watching it because he's got about five guests that show absolute proof of what they have been doing and what they plan on doing.
Well, I'd say I'm very encouraged by this, and our friend George Blackard and I were talking about this. Is, man, the RNC with Laura Trump at the helm, they are all over this election integrity issue right now. I mean, like hawks all across this country. So that is very encouraging. I also like what Donald Trump Jr. himself sent out. He sent this out a couple of days ago. He said this, quote, for the next 7 days, assume everything is a psyop designed to get you to stay home. Vote like your lives, freedom, well-being, and children's future depend on it, because they do. Don't be demoralized. Just get out and bring your friends and overwhelm anything the Democrats throw at you. What a great message there from Donald Trump Jr., especially for those who have concerns about election integrity, because obviously there were several election integrity concerns following 2020. In fact, Yellowstone County Commissioner John Oslin, great to see you in studio.
Great to be here.
Yeah, good to see you. You were actually saying that the Trump campaign, the RNC, they are all over this election integrity issue. They've even been reaching out to Yellowstone County, checking and checking and checking, right?
Aaron, they have, and I'll tell you what, I welcome the scrutiny, so I'm very proud of our election system. Ginger Aldridge is doing a great job. We've got drop boxes set up in the parking lot of the courthouse, so you can come in there, and it's camera recorded, every footstep that's there, every person that goes. We have live people sitting there taking your ballots, put them in. We have space in the Wells Fargo building that we're going to count the ballots in, just because we needed more room for this election. It's all being video recorded. There are two people from both parties escorting any ballots that go from the courthouse to Wells Fargo. The scrutiny on this election is absolutely incredible. A lot of people were disheartened in 2020. We had polling places closed up, windows boarded up, we had ballots trucked in. I'm not sure what all happened there. But I can tell you what, it isn't going to happen in 2024. So we have requests to purge our voting rolls. They want to know if we purged them of all the people who have died and haven't had a ballot sent out. They want to know how many Republicans voted, how many Democrats voted, how many ballots are returned, and do the signatures match. And I, you know what? I applaud all those things, Eric. We need an election system that works right. And it does appall me when we got politicians out there that say we want every eligible voter. It isn't every eligible voter. It's every eligible citizen. You need to be a citizen. Who in an elected office in this country would say that you don't need an ID or proof citizenship to vote? This is the most important thing that we do for our country, our kids, and our future.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we hear it almost every election, but I think that's just because the temperature keeps being raised every single election. The threat facing this country keeps being raised. The challenges facing our country keeps going up every single election. But now we've seen, you know, just the outright deliberate undermining of the American economy, the undermining of our borders, that is all at this point intentional and deliberate. And that's why we've got to get out and vote and turn it around. If you haven't voted yet, I got to see you at the big rally with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and Wyoming Senator John Barrasso. What an incredible event. And he's doing incredible events like that all across the state multiple times over.
Well, Tim is just a great American. You know, everybody loves common sense. If you listen to Tim Sheehy talk, I mean, it's black and white. You know where he stands. Cops are good, criminals are bad, boys are boys, girls are girls. Who wants a man in women's Olympic sports boxing? Are you kidding me?
John Tester. John Tester and the Montana Democrats. That's who wants men beating up women.
Are those
in sports?
The same people who talk about women's rights?
But they can't tell you what a woman is, right? Yeah, it's just crazy where we're at. All right, well, hold that thought, Commissioner. We'll talk election numbers and much more coming up right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There's an old saw in baseball which says the tie goes to the runner. If it were only that simple in the United States Senate, there's a very real chance that the Senate could be tied at 50-50 next year. There have been two Senate ties in the 21st century alone. That prompted bipartisan Senate leaders to craft a power-sharing arrangement. Those agreements have essentially awarded the majority to the party of the vice president. Both agreements gave Democrats and Republicans similar membership on committees and even granted the minority leader some additional floor powers. However, it's not written down on any stone tablet that this is how it goes if there's a Senate tie. In fact, all senators had to agree to the power-sharing pacts. That said, the Senate is steeped in custom and tradition. So if there's a 50-50 deadlock, there's a good chance Democrats are in charge because there's a Vice President Tim Walz. The same for the GOP if there's a Vice President J.D. Vance. But we're operating in a very different political paradigm in 2024. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, Commissioner, you know, here I am. I'm talking about elections. I'm talking policy, this policy, that. And it sounds like what everybody else is talking about is this Montana millionaire lottery deal going on today. I had seen the news headlines, but I've never been a lottery ticket guy myself. Man, somebody, Mikey in Billings, messaged us earlier this morning. Montana millionaire, 6 a.m., I braved the line. There's probably 30 people plus in that line at Casey's Corner on the way up to Roundup in the Billings Heights, I think is where he sent that photo from. Bob in Columbus says, I just got my Montana millionaire lotto ticket at the IGA here in Columbus. Long line. Last year, he says, they sold out by 10:30 in the morning. And then Dennis in Bozeman says he just bought his Montana millionaire ticket about 10 minutes ago, going quickly, he says. But you had a little part in the fun this morning, too, didn't you?
Well, we did. I come in on Blue Creek, and the blue basket out there, I'll tell you what, the line was a half a block long at 6 o'clock this morning. And a friend of mine's wife is in line, so I just give her a little money, and she bought a Montana millionaire ticket for me. It's a fun way. It's a voluntary tax. It's a good deal. Some people in Montana are going to win some instant prizes. Some people, a couple, two or three of them, I think, will win the Montana Millionaire Deal. Just kind of a fun little process.
Yeah, yeah. Like you say, it's a fun way to raise revenue for the government instead of the forced way that most of us are used to.
Yeah, raising taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so no, I appreciate everybody sending us their messages because, yeah, it's kind of nice to be talking about something else other than just election stuff. But, hey, this is crunch time. This is our Super Bowl. You were talking about Yellowstone County in particular. Jody Etchart. Great lawmaker out of Yellowstone County, Representative Jody Etchart, sent us a message here a few minutes ago. She says 72.3% of the 83,000-plus voters in Yellowstone County have voted. Those numbers were updated last night. So 72% of Yellowstone County has already returned their ballots. This is record-setting, right?
This is record-setting. It's precedent-setting. When I checked a little earlier yesterday, there was 52 or 3,000, but I'm going to guess that we're probably up around that 60,000 mark now. People, there's a lot of interest. There's a lot of enthusiasm over this. You know, we've had 4 years for people to recognize what happens when government spends too much money, when you allow open borders, when you have a poor energy policy, when you allow crime to come in unregulated. We've got so many gang members here. A big part of our problem with the Yellowstone County Detention Center is the drugs that have flowed across that open border. And we need to close the border. We have elected officials talking about an immigration policy. Well, the Democrats had the House, the Senate, and the President's office twice in the last 10 years. They had complete control. They didn't talk about it. They want to bill this as an election issue around whether or not we have an immigration policy. This isn't an immigration policy. This is whether or not we have an open door and allow people in here illegally. We have a legal process to vet people and put them in this country. If you don't like it, change it. But opening the border is not the answer.
You know, I did a write-up for our Montana Talks website. I don't think I said this on the radio yesterday, but in our statewide hour, I had Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson, the two candidates for Montana Supreme Court, the Sons of Montana. And as they were talking, it just reminded me of something. I think Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson and I, during the break, we had to have this conversation. But, you know, we were taking phone calls. Time just moves by quickly. But the word that came to mind is betrayal. If I could use one word to sum up what I'm thinking, what I seem to be hearing from people heading into, you know, this Tuesday, is that word betrayal. I mean, the betrayal to Yellowstone County when we've got a wide open southern border that's bringing fentanyl and meth and drug cartels, that betrayal that's hitting the whole state. It's hitting Indian country and particularly hard. I mean, when I was down in Lodgegrass and, you know, you've got our friends in the Crow Nation, they see their money going to illegal aliens. And then they see the drug cartels targeting their community and their families and their kids. And then they see their money going to all these other countries and all these illegal aliens, and then they're paying more for groceries, they're paying more for gas and everything, and then all these other people are getting all this money. I mean, it's a betrayal. But and then yesterday they were talking about, you know, the soft-on-crime Montana Supreme Court putting criminals back out onto the street, which makes the jail problem even tougher again. Yeah. It's a betrayal to every single level of county government, the county attorneys that are prosecuting these guys, the county sheriffs, the city police that are risking their lives to go in and arrest these guys, the victims' advocates down here that do yeoman's work at our county attorney's office that have to work with these children and these women that have suffered, you know, horrific consequences from these crimes, and then they have to go back and suffer through that process again because of these decisions coming out of the Montana Supreme Court. It's a betrayal across the board.
It absolutely is, Aaron. And you know, you talk about Swanson and Wilson. I know both of them. I support both of them. And this is being billed as a conservative and Republican and Democrat liberal Supreme Court race. And I don't really agree with that. I agree with it. What I believe is that you got Swanson and Wilson that want to follow the Constitution. They want to interpret the law. They don't want to make the law. They want to provide fair rulings out of the court that represent exactly what the legislature said. There's three branches of government for a reason. And the legislature makes the laws. The governor signs them. The court interprets it. But interpretation of the law is what's important, not a revisitation or a rewriting of the law.
That's right. That's right. you know, one of the things I mentioned, how you and I were both at the John Barrasso rally with Tim Sheehy earlier this week. The one thing, well, there were two things that I really appreciated that John Barrasso stressed, because he's a Wyoming down south of us. He's a doctor. In fact, I loved how he talked about being a rodeo doctor, shared some great stories
that
there.
That was funny.
Because, man, there were some great cowboys. There were some legendary cowboys in the room.
There was, yes.
Well, I mean, Brent Jordan, that great rodeo announcer out of the Livingston-Bozeman area. And then, of course, he had the great... some of the great families that came with him. You had Deb Greenough in the house, and Brent Jordan looked over and he looked at Tim Sheehy. He said, "The Cowboys got your back." Because of course he's got a ranch up there near Martinsdale and everything like that. But what Barrasso said, one, he talked about how Kamala Harris, if she gets installed, she will expand the U.S. Supreme Court. She will add 3, 4 or more justices to the United States Supreme Court overnight, and then immediately they will pack it full of leftists. If they still control the United States Senate, if they still have John Tester in the United States Senate, he will support radical leftist Supreme Court nominees, and they will overnight create a majority so they can shove their radical left-wing agenda down our throats as if they haven't already. That was point one that I thought was very effective.
He was very effective on that. And when you look back at Tester's record, I mean, one of the most important things to the United States, eastern Montana, for tax revenue and for energy production on this continent, was a Keystone Pipeline. This administration killed that on day one. I mean, that would have created so many jobs, would have created the biggest tax revenue structure that you have on the counties that goes through in eastern Montana. It would have made us energy independent the way the Trump administration had it. We need to get back to that. We need to produce our own energy. We need to manufacture and mine this country. We need to quit shipping our jobs and our security and our national security to China.
Well, that was the other betrayal that came to mind, is the betrayal of our American miners, the betrayal of our Montana miners. Jimmy Keen came to mind as you were talking Keystone Pipeline. Jimmy Keen is a longtime Democrat lawmaker out of Butte. He teamed up with John Brendan, longtime Republican lawmaker out of Northeast Montana, and they wrote a letter to Tester. This is a 50-50 Senate. Tester, you have the power to get the Keystone Pipeline across the finish line. Use your power to get this done for Montana. And he never did. He used his power to help stop it. And this was Jimmy Keen, a Democrat from the mining city of Butte. Look at the current state of our mines. We just lost 700 mining jobs at the Stillwater Mine. You know how important that is to Yellowstone County. Signal Peak, the Bull
Mountain
Mine. The
fight goes on. And thanks, Senator Daines, for the bill that he has introduced to keep that mine open. And I hope that we can get that through. I'll tell you what, that people don't realize how crucial that is. So the Stillwater Mine, they lost 700 jobs, but ultimately it's 11,000 jobs and $2 billion of impact. So all of those contractors that worked up there, Aaron, that was their main job, you know, they're now essentially out of work. We don't want that to happen. We want the Stillwater Mine to get back up and get running, and they've made some progress in their stock recently. We want to keep Signal Peak open. We want to keep Colstrip running. I mean, we need to power our own country. Alternative energy, there may be a place for it, but I got to tell you what, largely it don't work. It only works because of the subsidies that we take out of our tax dollars. The big wind farms and solar farms, those aren't really about producing energy. Those are about producing revenue for the people who invested in them.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk more Montana mining and the importance of that to Yellowstone County in particular, but of course to the whole state of Montana. Plus, I did see a local TV report that the battleground legislative races for the state legislature in Montana, apparently they see Yellowstone County as being the battleground for the legislature. So want to get your take on that as well. Hey, first, though, we've got a legendary name on the phone lines right now, Bob McGuire. Great to hear from you, Bob.
Oh, great to hear from you, Aaron. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Well, that means a lot coming from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everybody, Aaron and I worked together one time at Q2. How many years ago was that?
Oh, man, that was when I got back from Iraq. So that was almost 19 years ago now is when I first started there.
Holy
so,
wow, that's amazing.
That is crazy.
I just called to let you know, I was filling up my gas here at Don's convenience store at the corner of Pemberton and Main Street in the Heights. And they said, if you come here to buy a Montana Millionaire, we're all sold out.
Wow. Already sold out at one location there. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. But anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you that, and also tell you you're doing a great job with the election coverage and all that stuff. Continue it up, my friend.
Well, you're too kind, Bob, and yeah, you're just a living legend, a TV legend, and I know our friends Mark and Paul enjoy getting to chat with you often, so it's an honor to get a phone call from you as well, and thanks for that breaking news update from a great newsman right there, Bob McGuire.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I got some messages that came in here on our Montana Talks app, and thankfully, Bob McGuire, I think he was able to stick around with us on the phone lines here. So, yeah, I want to get his thoughts, too, or if there's another message he wants to share with our listeners across Montana. We've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. But, yeah, anyway, Bob McGuire, I'm getting some more reports from across the state here. Another listener in Billings, they got their... got their Montana millionaire ticket at 8 a.m. when there was 39,000 left. They have to be gone by now. Crazy. Mark and Roberts says they were sold out at 8:25 this morning. Ray in Kalispell sent me a photograph with the long line. This was the Super One grocery store in downtown Kalispell at 5:40 a.m. this morning. But Bob, here's what, this is what Ray in Kalispell said, and this is what I was kind of thinking and wondering myself. Ray says this, the crazy lines for the Montana millionaire tickets, the lines and the sellouts in record times, it's a reflection of the desperation out here under Biden, Harris, and Tester. People are desperate. Do you get a sense of that? Is it just fun and people are thinking, hey, here's my shot at winning millions? Or is there a sense that people are like, you know what, man, we could really use a little extra cash right now?
I'm thinking it's more like kind of 50-50. I think some people are very desperate because of, you know, the price of groceries, gasoline's all gone through the roof. But then other people, you know, if they're surviving that, they're just they're kind of having fun with it and thinking, well, wouldn't it be nice to dream of being a millionaire for a while?
Yeah, what's your take on everything that's going on right now? I mean, it's always fun whenever, like, you know, Paul Mushaven and Mark Wilson, the Breakfast Flakes down the hall, come down and join us. And you've been doing weather reports for them for, God, I don't know how many years now.
Over 30.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they've been on the air for 36 years. So what do you kind of see? What do you kind of see happening? What's standing out to you right now?
Well, you know, Trump had statement last night, I guess it was, about wanting to shoot somebody in the head and something like that. I mean, yeah, that was a gaffe, but I think most folks have already made up their mind which way they're going to go. And the same thing with Kamala Harris, or not Harris, but also Biden talking about garbage and stuff like that. I think it's not going to change anybody now. Like, what do you hear? 78% of Yellowstone County has already voted, which is like a new record. I think most folks have already pretty much made up their mind which way they're going to go on it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they're just, for whatever reason, still waiting to get the job done. Well, Bob, great to hear from you. That is always my friend. And, yeah, it's an honor. Thanks for the kind words.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. We'll chat with you. Call in a little more often. That was a great. John Oslin, your thoughts on what Bob had to say there. Yeah. The undecided voter. I can't remember who was it, if it was Jon Stewart or one of these, you know, liberal comedians. But they were like, really? You haven't made up your mind yet? I mean, there is such a clear contrast right now.
There's a really clear contrast, Aaron. And I'll tell you, I don't think you have very many undecided voters there. Typically in elections, when you see the amount of enthusiasm that you see, like in this year's election, then people want change, and they're not happy with what's happened the last 4 years. They're not happy with open borders. They're not happy with inflation. They're not happy with the energy policy. They're not happy with national security. So I think people have already made up their mind. I think it's going to be reflected in the count on Tuesday night.
I do think there's something to what Bob said, too, about, hey, there's a lot of people that are just excited about the Montana millionaire. And, you know, there's always excitement when the pot starts to grow, you know, a decent amount. But on top of that, I do think there's also something to the fact of that, hey, there's people that, even though Montana's economy is doing better than the rest of the country, you know, the red states are doing better than the blue states, thanks to Governor Greg Gianforte and the Republican legislature's leadership on that front, people are struggling because of these national economic headwinds. Because, yeah, there's always been somewhat of an amount of excitement for these types of things, but last year and this year, they both seem to be record sellouts, right?
Inflation is killing everyone. And if you've looked at some of the posts on Facebook for people who have compared their Walmart grocery prices from 2020 till now, it's incredible. It's not 20%. It's 100%, 130%. You know, when you go to the grocery store, if a box of Cheerios at 20 ounces was $4 before, now it's 12 ounces and $6.50. Well, that's not 20%.
You know, it's funny you talk about a box of cereal. I guest hosted a national podcast. It's a podcast called American Potential. And I don't know if the episode got posted yet or not, but this was with a gentleman in Florida. His family was able to flee Nicaragua way back in the day, I think in the early 80s. They fled Nicaragua, you know, when it was under threat of communism, and legally came to this country. He lives in Florida. But I asked him, what was the most surprising thing to you when you first came to America? And he said, the cereal aisle at the grocery store. Because he said, you know, Nicaragua, there was communism. And so he said, you had one brand of cereal. That's it. It was cornflakes. Cornflakes was the only cereal you could get. It was the only cereal you were going to eat. That's all you get. And then he comes to Miami and is like, oh, Miami. And he's in the cereal aisle. And it's like, there's a whole aisle of everything. And he's like, this is free markets. This is America. But then now you contrast that with these people that fled socialism and fled communism. And now you can barely afford the cereal you want because of the socialistic style spending that's going on in Washington, D.C. these past few years. Interesting when you think about it from their perspective, huh?
It is crazy, the government spending that we've had over the last few years. And that is what has driven inflation to the place that it is. And when you talk about those people from Nicaragua coming here, they want the American dream. You're talking about the American dream. That's exactly what it is. There's opportunity in this country. There still is. We need to get back to more opportunity for Americans. We need to lower the interest rate, increase the energy production, close the border.
Well, I just ran into Parker Phipps, the CEO of Signal Peak Energy. They got the big Bull Mountain coal mine. And yep. Not only were Yellowstone County commissioners at the Sheehy rally the other day, but the mayor of Roundup, she was there. The Muscle Shell County commissioners were there. And, yeah, Senator Steve Daines is fighting to keep that coal mine up and running. Governor Greg Gianforte is the only reason they're still up and running right now, because he got them on some state lands to get access to coal. But the judges, the liberal federal judges put on the bench by Democrat senators, is the reason that mine and those jobs are at risk right now. What is it? One third of those workers live in Yellowstone County. It's a huge economic chunk for Yellowstone County.
Aaron, it's an enormous economic opportunity for Yellowstone County. And it isn't just the workers that live there. It's the vendors who sell loaders and mining equipment and trucks, and the welders and the contractors. I mean, the economic engine that those mines produce is just enormous in the county. We can't let them go. Thank you to Governor Gianforte and Senator Daines for their hard work to ensure that we keep those mines open.
Let's go next into the phone lines here, 406-294-0970. We've got Grandpa Lou in Billings, and it was great to see Grandpa Lou at that rally as well. Grandpa Lou, how do you do? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, my friends, and I just wanted to tell everybody, remember, it's Red Friday. Remember, all deployed, and I want to thank all the people that served, especially yourself, and all the military and first responders, and Commissioner Oslin, too. I mean, he served Yellowstone County for I don't know how many years. Of course, he's older than I am. But
is he?
Not much.
Oh, yeah. Well, Grandpa Lou's going to want to arm wrestle now if I question that one yet.
Oh, no, John would probably snap my arm. He's tougher than a $3 steak, I tell you. And I just want to tell the commissioner, thanks for all that you do for the elections and the county and everything. And I can't thank you enough for how hard you work, my friend. Thank you and have a good day.
Well, thank you, Lou. That's very, very nice.
Yeah, well said there, Grandpa Lou. Yeah, it's Commissioner Austin. He's been holding the gap when, you know, the Democrats used to have a foothold in Yellowstone County. But that is all a-changing. That is all a-changing. In fact, they're now saying, real quick before we go get to the next break here, they're saying that Yellowstone County, the Democrats and the Republicans both see Yellowstone County as the battleground when it comes to the state legislature seats.
I think that's probably correct. We have a lot of legislative candidates here. We have a lot of great candidates. And I think you're going to see the voters are going to respond to the economy and the border. And I think they're going to put people in Montana's legislature that will take care of America.
Yeah, and again, you want to vote for the radical transgender agenda that Tester and Zoe Zephyr are pushing? Well, then vote for legislative Democrats. You want to vote for common sense and vote in support of a better economy? Vote for the Republicans in the legislature as well. Let's see. Ken is calling in from the Billings Heights. Ken, stand by. You'll be first up right after this quick break right here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. And then we're going to be taking your phone calls into the 9 o'clock hour as well. It's great to have Commissioner Ocelyn sidekicking with us this hour of the show. There's a really cool United States senator who may be calling in at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Then we'll get to your calls and more.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All campaigning in Pennsylvania for Dave McCormick. Yep, Nikki Haley was out there backing Donald Trump, which I think is a great development. Bulk of truckers now say they back Donald Trump. They're wary of Kamala Harris, just like the same thing with veterans. Detroit auto workers on Kamala Harris is struggling with blue-collar workers. She hasn't done a thing for us. What a quote that is. And that pretty much sums it up for the rest of the country. But she's going to fix these things on day one. Day one was January 20th, 2021. Harris pledges to sign a bill to restore reproductive freedom. Well, they have reproductive freedom. I mean, these people make things like she just flat out lied in this speech the other night. It was like, I'm sitting there, I'm like stunned.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, it's Matt Walsh, podcaster, best-selling children's author, and world-renowned DEI consultant. My hit comedy and number one grossing documentary of the decade, Am I Racist, is now streaming exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. I went undercover into the world of DEI and got the elites of the establishment to say all the quiet parts out loud. The only way to watch Am I Racist is with a Daily Wire Plus membership. Head to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code DEI for 35% off your new annual membership. Don't miss it. Am I Racist, streaming now exclusively on Daily Wire Plus.
It's that time again, where we choose who we think is the best candidate for office. It's a difficult decision that requires the evaluation of contenders. Do they have the appropriate skills for this office? Are they the right type of leader? Selecting the right candidate is no easy feat. That's why, for your office, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes choosing the right candidate for any office easy because they find the most qualified people for your roles. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Any graduate student can make things complicated. An old mentor of mine told me decades ago, it takes a genius to make it simple, to which I would add truthful and simple, at least in the realm of the discussion of the adequacy of electricity supply. Few of us have had full exposure to the complexity of how the generation, transportation, and the distribution of electricity to every city, home, and business actually works. But that hasn't stopped us from having strong opinions on everything from retiring coal plants to banning Bitcoin miners. To those who do know how the system works and where the choke points are in the flows of power to the places it needs to go, the remedy is simple. Get educated. For most of us, that's not a workable option. It would take the equivalent of a college semester to get a passable understanding of power planning to be fully conversant in its issues. Where is that genius? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
Mm-hmm. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, I've got an update. Matt Desch with KJJR Radio in Kalispell tells us here. Now, this was maybe from 24 minutes ago or so, but 500,000 tickets gone, Commissioner. 500,000 tickets already sold out for the Montana Millionaire. Let's see. Or is it sold out now?
That would be a sellout.
Yeah, Montana Millionaire has officially sold out in less than 3 hours. So there you go. They say stay tuned for the $250,000 quarter million Monday drawing on December 2nd and then the four grand prize drawings on December 26th. We've also got poll results. This is kind of funny, Commissioner. So KJJR Radio teamed up with Northwest Parts and Equipment to do a poll, a survey, just a little, you know, unscientific survey of our listeners, of their listeners, and we've been promoting it every day. They just wrapped up the final poll number four, between Trump and Harris. And usually the Democrat will get a little bit of the vote in these polls that they've been doing. Harris got 0%. Not one person even texted in a vote for Kamala Harris.
That certainly says something about the upcoming election.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a good night Tuesday, but only if people get out there and vote. If America shows up, we'll save America. If Americans stay home and say, well, yeah, then, hey.
You see a lot of enthusiasm on the street for the candidate of your choice. And I can tell you what, if you drive around the state of Montana, I don't know if I've ever seen more signs put out, more big signs and more signs supporting a Senate candidate than I have for Tim Sheehy. I mean, he has done an incredible job, and he has those supporters because his agenda is correct.
Yeah, I think so. And I think too, we're going to see a lot of people voting red all the way up and down that ticket because they know that these local legislative Democrats are just as far left wacko as John Tester and Kamala Harris and the rest of them.
From the school board on up, you're seeing a lot of people now interested in what happens in our schools and how our kids get educated, and they should be, Aaron. This is where it starts.
That's right. Let's go to Ken in the Billings Heights. Ken, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
No, thank you very kindly. I want to just, first thing I want to do is always acknowledge Ms. Lawrence over there. He does such a good job. He's really a real red-blooded American and a real Montanan, and he fights for everybody in this county. And the second thing I want to do is, you know, this election is not between two Democrat and Republican. This is actually a fight for freedom or communism. And if we don't realize something, you know, flick of a button on November 5th, we can all turn into a communist nation from this communist Kamala Harris and his and her whole group. All she is a long arm of the CCP out of communist China.
You know, Ben Shapiro, when he was in Kalispell, a week or two ago, he made a similar point. West, this is not just about Montana. This is not just about the United States of America. Western civilization is on the brink right now. Commissioner, I agree.
Yeah, it's hard not to agree. You know, I hear lots of people talking about the election here, and it's something that I get vocal comments from every single day. And you hear a lot of talk about the left and the right. And I've come to view it a little differently. I view it as the right and the wrong. So it's wrong to have men and women sports. It's wrong to have open borders. It's wrong to send our manufacturing to China. So maybe we ought to look at it the way it actually is presented, right and wrong. Common sense and decency should prevail.
That's what we certainly hope for. That's what we certainly work for. We don't just hope for it. We work for it as well. Commissioner John Ostlund, great to see you. Thanks for popping in. This was a ton of fun.
Thanks for allowing me. Great to see you, Aaron.
Yeah, great to see you anytime. And just like we take your phone calls, great to have folks drop in from time to time as well, like Commissioner Ostlund. Hey, we're going to be taking more. If we didn't get to you this hour, call in later in the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll be able to get to you. But Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is going to kick off next.